Perfect. So, welcome everybody. My name is Simon Künzer. I'm the project founder actually of Unicraft and lead maintainer there. I'm also CTO and co-founder of Unicraft GmbH, which is a commercial open source company using the Unicraft project for building a new cloud. You saw some aspects actually from Razvan's talk. This was like three talks earlier than mine. Here I'll go really now into much more technical details, how it looks like on the kernel side. So this is much more OS class here, what I'm doing. So first of all, briefly, wave your hands up, your hand up if you know what a unikernel is. Good. Okay. So then I do it here really quick. In the end, what we are doing is turning an application into a kernel by using something that we call operating system libraries that are directly baked to an application, and we run that as a virtual machine so that we're all on the same page. For especially the Unicraft project, what's for us important is the aspect of single purpose. So we do specialization and saying the OS layers are built just for that particular application that you're interested in. And that allows you a lot of optimizations that you can do. For instance, we do single address space because we run one application in one kernel. We have a really small TCP and a small memory footprint. Behind the scenes, we have something that we call the micro library pool. So you have decomposed OS functionality. As library available. So this is, for instance, scheduling, file systems, then libraries that do Linux or POSIX APIs, so that is programming with that environment. So it's kind of an SDK. The current project focus is on Linux compatibility, because our vision is actually we want seamless application support for existing Linux applications. And since most software is written for Linux, especially for the cloud, we want to remove as many obstacles that we can do for running them on top of Unicraft. And one aspect, as Vasim was showing, is the tooling side. We have actually two approaches from the kernel side. We can do application compatibility natively.